Radio Prague News. The opposition Social Democrats have initiated a vote of no confidence in the centre-right coalition government. The head of the Civic Democrats parliamentary club, Petr Tluchot, has defended his position after being accused of scheming behind the Prime Minister's back. And Interior Minister Jan Kubica has sacked two of his deputies, citing poor performance in office. The opposition Social Democrats have initiated a vote of no confidence in the centre-right coalition government. The main opposition party argues that the governing coalition did not sufficiently deal with scandals related to several of its ministers and no longer has the mandate to introduce far-reaching reforms. 2 weeks ago, the Czech government was hit by a crisis over alleged corruption practices within the junior coalition party Public Affairs, whose unofficial leader Vít Bárta was accused of bribing several of the party's MPs in exchange for loyalty and silence about the party's finances. The scandal resulted last week in Mr. Bárta quitting his post of Transport Minister, while Public Affairs Chair Deputy Prime Minister Radek Jón was replaced as Interior Minister and given a new anti-corruption portfolio. However, the government is likely to survive Tuesday's vote of no confidence, as the coalition still has a majority of 150 MPs in the 200-seat lower house. The head of the Civic Democrats parliamentary club, Petr Tluchot, has defended his position after being accused of scheming behind the Prime Minister's back. The events surrounding the recent government crisis revealed that he had been meeting secretly with a former head of the Public Affairs Party's deputies club, Kristina Kocsi, in an attempt to change the balance of power in the coalition government and within the Civic Democratic Party itself. Mr. Tluchot was asked to explain his actions behind closed doors on Tuesday in what he said to have been a stormy debate. A vote on whether he should remain in office did not take place, something commentators attribute to the fact that regular elections to the post are due in June. Interior Minister Jan Kubica, who took office last week, on Tuesday announced the dismissal of two of his deputies, Jaroslav Salivar, who is in charge of internal security, and Jiří Franc, who is in charge of management, citing poor performance in office. Mr. Kubica said that from what he had seen in the past week, the present management had problems engaging in what he called constructive communication. Michal Moros, the deputy for strategy and program management, announced his decision to leave his post of his own accord at the end of the month. Jan Kubica is a former elite police chief. The police is investigating a 50 million crown ad campaign commissioned by Prague City Hall on suspicion of embezzlement of public funds. The money was intended for a massive campaign to attract more foreign tourists to the Czech Republic. The advertising company which won the competition, Onyx Advertising, promised slots on foreign TV channels, the foreign press and over the internet, and has now been accused of failing to deliver the goods. The finance ministry filed a criminal complaint against the company, and the internet news site aktualnie.cz claims that a third of the money was embezzled. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be partly cloudy with scattered showers and day temperatures at around 18 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.